You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Your grandparents' wedding pictures, the letters your dad wrote home as he served in World War II, your great-grandfather's citizenship papers, all of these are precious links to our history. And history is less about the big names and more about what happens to everyday men, women, and children. But how many of us know how to preserve these historic treasures, whether digital or on ancient paper? With us now is the head of preservation and conservation at the University of Michigan Library. Shannon Zachary, welcome.
Good to be here.
So we all have these treasures tucked into albums or boxes or some digital form, and I'm going to bet most of us don't understand the best ways to preserve them.
Tucking things away can be okay for many things. There's such a thing as benign neglect if you're talking about ancient paper. Not such a good idea if you're talking about that cassette recording or your digital photos or other things, because those are actually very fragile.
I think most of us who live our digital lives now and the baby pictures are up on Facebook or maybe they've got those last emails that they got from an aging parent, I think we have this perception that digital is pretty durable.
It can be very durable. But it does require some work up front. You want to make sure that you're choosing a file format that is stable and long-lasting. A lot of cameras have their own digital formats, proprietary formats that come and go very rapidly. If the software becomes obsolete, if the hardware needed to use it becomes obsolete, it could be gone. It could be gone very quickly.
And I think a lot of people get careless about that simple backing things up.
Back it up. Absolutely. You need to have it in at least two locations, if possible, on two or even better, three different types of hardware. The cloud could be one type of hardware. A hard drive could be another. And your computer or your phone could be another. So you've got three copies in two different locations. So if something fails, you've got it backed up. And with luck, things won't all fail at the same time.
Because I'm just thinking of my iPhone. I have, the better part, over 8,000 photos on my iPhone because I love looking at them. I guess they're in the cloud, but I think many of us who are civilians are just fuzzy about how that happens.
Well, you need to make sure that your phone is being backed up to the cloud if there's an auto backup. If there isn't, you need to make sure that you're doing it. It's also very useful to spend a bit of time, maybe a couple times a year, selecting your favorite photos and give those some extra attention. We live in an age of excess, lots of stuff. And it's actually much more difficult to preserve huge, huge quantities of things. So if once or twice a year you pick out your favorites, you make sure that you have added notes as to what the occasion was, who the people are, what the date was, and then say you're going to commit to making some extra special effort to those groups of photos, making sure that they're backed up, not just on your phone, but also perhaps on that hard drive, on that cloud service, so that you know that you've got another plan if one of those fails.
Back to the kinds of paper things that, as you say, benign mm-hmm. neglect can be good. I know that in my family, I have all of my mother and dad's mm-hmm. photo albums that go way, way back. Her family photos that go back to the beginning of the 20th century. We have the old letters. We have, you know, the great uncle's diploma from the Detroit College, which is now the University of Detroit Mercy. But these seem like personal treasures, but truly this is part of our larger history, isn't it?
It's very much part of our larger history. And in the library, we see that many of the important collections that end up in our public libraries and archives actually began as personal collections. They would come into libraries and archives so they'd be available to a wider audience for research.
What's lost if we don't mind our treasures?
Well, what's lost is, first of all, your personal history. These kinds of documents can be very important to a family, to understand your personal history, your own sense of identity. So keeping things going from one generation to the next can be very important. And these are things that become the research of the future, and they also become the basic building blocks for all kinds of creativity in the future. Documentaries or the basis for novels or films in the future, the stories that happened to people in the past are frequently the springboard for future creativity.
As a preservation and conservation expert, share some knowledge with the rest of us, things that you do to preserve your family's historic and important details. Particularly, you mentioned cassettes and video tapes and parents' Super 8 films.
Well, first of all, for the paper things, probably the most important thing is not to keep them in the basement and not to keep them in the attic, because very hot, very dry conditions are problematic. Very damp conditions are problematic, and mold can grow very, very quickly and can do a tremendous amount of damage. For the cassettes and the videotapes, at the present stage of things, they really need to be digitized. That is, you need to work with a reputable vendor to transfer them to a digital format that you can then preserve as you would preserve any digital file. Things recorded on magnetic tape are likely to start deteriorating if they haven't already and get to the point where you can't really capture it. So if you have important recordings, particularly from the 70s, 80s, early 90s, those are things that are very important to digitize fairly quickly and keep them then in the digital format.
Get on it. Well, I know you're holding a Preserving History Clinic this coming Thursday at the Hatcher Graduate Library from 4 to 7. And anyone who wants to bring something in has access to your experts.
Absolutely. It is open to the public. It's not a lecture. It's not a workshop. It's an opportunity for people to drop in and talk to an expert one-on-one about their questions, their materials. So bring them.
Bring them. Well, it is really a great effort to just keep our history alive. And you've given me a lot to think about, and everyone else who's listening, about all those things that are in our basements or our attics. Shannon Zachary, Head of Preservation and Conservation at the University of Michigan Library. Thank you so much.
Thank you.